Aleph Nisan Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we're holding in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Dalet. We're going to Siman Kuf Yud Beis Halacha Dalet. So we're discussing if a person travels away. These are not such common questions, especially this case where you have a pit and you have wheat that's not chametz, but when you place the wheat into this pit, it might become chametz because of the wetness. So the halacha is that even though you're doing it within 30 days, you still don't have to clear out the pit on the night of the 14th. All you have to do is rely on bittul. Now there's a chiddush here, of course. We're talking about your own pit, and there's no concern that you're going to come in contact with this chametz over Pesach, even though after Passover, after Pesach, you are planning on reaching out into this pit. So it's a little bit similar to something that a person covers up and then says, well, I'm planning on uncovering it after Pesach. Nevertheless, since it's not for sure that there was chametz to begin with, it is not a problem. Another, I would say, not such common case today is where a person is throwing different kernels of wheat to his chickens and there's a moist area. So if it's within 30 days, he has to be very careful not to throw these things to them because he might forget to destroy them unless he's overseeing it and he's making sure that they're being consumed and eaten up. Someone that's leaving town. Now this is a little bit more of a common question. You're leaving town. You have to appoint a shaliach, a messenger, someone that's going to be an agent that's going to check for you and be mevata your chametz. Now, this is talking about a case where you're not planning on selling with the rabbi. You're selling with the rabbi, we already explained, you don't have an obligation anymore to check. So, we're talking about a person that's not selling his chametz. Not only that, it could be that new chametz is coming into the house even after you leave. So, you need someone that's in charge, an agent. You could tell the person, listen, I'm appointing you as my agent to do bedika for me and to even do the bittul. And the shaliach, this agent, is going to say in his bittul. That means when he nullifies the chametz on the night of the night of the 14th, he's going to say the chametz of so and so is going to be ka'afadar the entire nusach. Nevertheless, the person that left town, he should also do his own bittul because there's a whole question of whether this is reliable to be done based on an agent. And as we already mentioned, if a person doesn't have an agent, I mean, his wife certainly could do it. And we said the wife could do it even if she wasn't appointed. If someone finds chametz doing Chol HaMoed, what should he do? This is, yes, unfortunately common. As best as great as we clean our houses and homes many times, we end up finding real chametz. I remember a few times that someone told me that they found in the freezer those hafreshes chala balls of a real dough, the ultimate dough. And it's scary. But halacha, it's not such a major problem. It's a question what to do with it and what's so complicated. Because technically speaking, if you sell, most people sell with the rabbi. And if they sell with the rabbi, so that chametz is really not theirs. It's technically owned by the goy. So how can you destroy it? Nevertheless, there's a way to do it by telling the rabbi. The rabbi tells the goy, if something like this is found, are you okay with the fact that they destroyed it? Because they just can't handle leaving it in the house and even putting it in a place where they sold the other chametz to the non-Jew. So this is something certainly to ask a shayla about. But here's what the kitzur says to do. If you find chametz chol hamoed, so what the halacha is, let's assume it's not owned by a goy. You never sold anything to the goy. So you take the, if it's a kazais, you take it and you actually make a bracha al bi'ur chametz and you burn it. If it's less than a kazais, you do not make a bracha, but you still burn it. Now, what happens if you find a nyantiv? Moshabbos chol hamoed. And the halach is that these things obviously are muktzeh. So the halach is you can't move into muktzeh on Shabbos and yantiv. So if you cover it with the utensil to the aftermotzi yavtav, and then you burn it and you follow everything we said before. If you found on the last 2 days in Yom Tov, let's say it's Motzei Yom Tov, so it's already after Pesach, you will not make a bracha, but you will still burn it without a bracha. Even though there's a kazais, you still don't make a bracha because it's not Pesach anymore. Chametz is obviously also to eat, and not only to eat, but the Torah teaches us as Bali Roi Bali Metz, you're not allowed to own it either. And the Chiddush also is what's called Ta'aruives Chametz, and that's what the next Siman speaks about. Siman Kuf Yud Beis. There's a lot of different examples of ta'arugas chametz. The Kitzur speaks about a case where a person has chametz, something that's not even what's called chametz be, and you don't see any chametz. All you have is the taste of chametz. For example, you had, let's say, you had rice that was cooked with something that's chametz stick. There's no chametz stick thing anymore, but the rice has the ta'am, has the taste of the chametz. You're not allowed to keep it on Beis Han. That's why there's so many ingredients today, different things that you need to have kosher for Passover, because you won't be able to keep it in your house. Now, of course, there's Aman HaSik and that well, and there's all the different shilas of Ask a Shaila, and there's OU and the CRC and all the beautiful websites that give you a lot of information on these things. But generally speaking, this is the halacha. Things that have in there, a tam of chametz, you're not allowed to keep around. If something got no chametz at all, just cooked in a utensil of chametz, so even if that utensil was a ben yom, if it was done before chametz, or even if it was soaked in that chametz kapat, you're allowed to keep it around Pesach. You're obviously not going to eat it, but halachically you're allowed to keep it around. And this again is talking about because it was cooked before Pesach. If it's cooked on Pesach, you have to consume it, get rid of it. Okay, another. Now I'm not talking about all these different shilas about the cosmetics and things like that. They really don't have a taste at all and are negative tastes, and the dogs won't eat it. So some people still machmir on getting rid of it. Some people put it away and sell it. So you have to follow your rav because by the Sfaradim, they're much more make with this. When it comes to Ashkenazim, I think Amish was make was machmir with this because, for example, even there's some things, alcohols, people that are drunk in Russia might drink it, especially now during the war. So you have to ask your rav. But in general, certainly something that's not going into your mouth is more room to be lenient than something that goes into your mouth, even like toothpaste and stuff like that. It's a hiddur to get something that is kosher for Passover, especially, but is not, today it's much easier to do so. When you have grains that have different types of split seeds that have been, looked like they've been fermented, so in halacha is that even though they're mixed, meaning there's a majority, it's only a minority, but still there's a problem. We're not keeping any of this stuff around. Certainly any grain that the water fell on it or you washed with, this is, by the way, an interesting shayla regarding today our flours, meaning flour, just flour alone shouldn't be a problem. But since it's bleached and different part the process, so I saw most poskim actually hold that it's not mamish chametz, but certainly, so therefore you can keep around even if someone that usually doesn't sell chametz, but you can't use that flour for Passover. If someone is selling to his friend, the kitzur warns us, any grain that became moist and wet, you have to tell him because he shouldn't keep it around Pesach. So if you're doing this before Pesach, you have to make sure that he knows. When it comes to a non-Jew, also you have to be careful if he's going to sell it back to a Jew, so he should know what type of a flour if he came in contact with, and if it's not kosher for Passover. Another interesting shaila, when it comes to clothing that got washed with what's called chiluch chitah, today would be the equivalent of some type of starch. So you have to wear it on Pesach. First of all, it's not edible. And you're not really being, it's done before Passover, and you're not really can be considered enjoying chametz. This also applies to when it comes to different types of paper goods that sometimes have starch or different things like that. Halachically, it's not a problem. Those in the Machmen will buy dafka kosher for Passover. Certainly, like I said, if it's consumed in the mouth, there's more room to be mehadar and to buy something that's kosher for Passover. It's not obligated. But if it's just clothing, it's not a problem. Spreading it on the table, that's where, if it's a little bit more edible, the starch could be possibly edible. So that's what the kitzur says, best not to spread it on the table because even a crumb should not be in any place where it can get mixed up in the food. When it comes to papers that you are sticking to the window and they're using glue, and the glue actually has some chametz ingredient. Even if it's within 30 days of Pesach, it is okay as long as you don't see the chametz. So now again, this is talking about that the devek, this glue is not really chametz. It's what's called chametz nuksha. What's chametz nuksha? This is also an interesting discussion. Chametz nuksha basically means something that's not. It's not nifsal machileskev, which means a dog won't eat it. It's not that bad, but it's also not human, usually eaten by human, ready human consumption. And therefore, that's why it's like this middle road. So the kitzur says that if it's not seen, and it's chametz nuksha, so therefore it's going to be okay to keep it around. But that's again according to the kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That's because we're dealing with something within 30 days. But if it's before 30 days, then the kitzur is totally lenient. But even though you could see the chametz, and I think this applies to a lot of things people ask me about. You have like. First of all, Play-Doh. Play-Doh is a good shiloh because Play-Doh is something that they say has certainly has flour and this and that, but in truth, it is something that is totally chametz nifshi. You would never want anyone to eat it. I think it's even dangerous. Nevertheless, there are those that are machmen put it away, and there are those that are lenient, and you ask a shiloh lehaloch. Have a beautiful day.